Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
110 Buckskin, Alvarero, Texas. 76009.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another day and another great show sponsored by Grudge Inc., Atomic Dog Grudge Madness. How is everybody out there in Grudge Land? Well, we got a few things we want to talk about today. A lot of things went on. First, I want to give my condolences out to one of race family and friends, Mario, his father passed away, and I just want to take a moment. I had the opportunity to meet Mario, nice guy. He's down with the Grudge Inc. The operation. I'd just like to take a moment and give a silent out for Mario's father who passed away this past weekend. We can just give a moment silence, please. Thank you. My prayers and condolences go out to you, Mario. Moving up on another note, I want to bring up on the race fans and friends who may know this guy, may not know this guy, but, you know, we just want our prayers to go out to one of the Texas, one of the nation's top grudge racers, Tony Boss Bynes. I want a special prayer to go out for him. He was in a pretty terrible accident driving TL and Mississippi Joe's Gangsta Boo this weekend. He was in a pretty bad accident, rolled the car 8 times. So, hey, man, God is good. we just want to remember God is good. And Tony, he got small injuries, but he will live to race again another day. And that's always a blessing. While I'm mentioning that, I kind of want to just make note for everybody out here in the race world. Hey, we put a lot of money into these cars. You know, we sometimes take shortcuts. And that safety is very important. You got guys like Jackie Diva race cars out here. Bill Safe and Sam Carr. You got multiple speed shops around here that sell all kind of safety equipment. Sometimes, guys, we put a lot of mold in the chassis and we put a lot of mold in our engine and transmission and stuff. And sometimes we lack on the simple stuff, you know, some of the safety devices and stuff like that. So just want to bring it to the attention of the racers and the race car owners. Hey, man, guys getting these cars. These cars are going faster and faster each year. Take time out. Make sure you got the right safety devices in your car. Upgrade. You know, we know things are expensive, but, man, you never know. These pieces of equipment can save your life. So I just want to make note, everybody, reevaluate their safety devices, and maybe some of these people, you know, might need to add a little more safety devices to the car. So I just want to make note of that. Okay. We're going to move on into some race reports that may have happened this weekend. I want to see if we can get people on to give race reports. I know a race going out. Roy James had a race in Houston, Texas, this past weekend. As we all know, up in the Dallas area, races go on weekly, on weekly weekends. We got anybody out there, any callers out there want to speak and give a race report from any one of those areas, you can push the one button, come on, and give a race report from your area. And if you have an upcoming event, you can take this opportunity to come on and talk about your upcoming event. Anyone have a race report or upcoming event, like to come on and share with the Growers fans, do so at this time. If we have any calls out there. Well, I guess we don't have no call out there to talk about the upcoming event at this time. So when they do come on, we'll get them on. We'll let them share about race that kind of happened over the weekend or upcoming events. We'll get them on. Moving on, some other racing news, some other topic. Been having a few conversations with people about some things going on in this racing all around. That brings us, like I tell people all the time, shoot me an email, give me a call. If there's a topic you think needs to be addressed, something we need to put out here, something that race family needs to talk about, bring it to my attention, and we'll have that as a topic for the night's discussion. You know, so some things have been going on, have been causing some people some concerns. I've been hearing some things about it, so I reached out, and for the night's topic, the topic is going to be about, is growers racing becoming a game of too many rules or too many stipulations and people using race stopping language? Is growers racing becoming a game of too many rules and stipulations, and is race stopping language being used? What happened to run what you brung and hope you brung enough? Is that becoming a thing of the past? And with that being said, I have a guest speaker on tonight that want to share.
Before you go into that, Lorenzo was on the line. He just dropped. No, Lorenzo is on the line.
Back on. We gonna tell Lorenzo he needs to start coming on his show. I didn't cut him early. He needs to start getting on here. But when I get off into this, Lorenzo, when we go on, let's give you ready support. We got somebody in Houston here. Let's get that out of the way. You better start coming on here, Lorenzo. It's like being late to work, buddy.
All right, no problem. Sorry about that, sir. First of all, this weekend we didn't have too much action in the $1.6 there, but we did have one good race. We got a newcomer in the grid scene called the Clyde and Echo, which has a all white and orange 2,000-mile Camaro. They ran the Clown this weekend, and he's a newcomer. He's, you know, got to get the feel of the car, but he's ready for action. They ran up in Denton, which is known as North Star Raceway, and it was an 8-mile track and it was Pro Tree. Actually, the Clown cut him out the gate very nicely, about a 2-car lead, and accelerator cable broke on him, so Clyde got his first win of the season. That was all actually we had this time in $1.6.
All right. Well, one thing about it, accelerator broke, a win is a win. You take it out, you can get it. Sometimes, hey, I tell people all the time, hey, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good any day. So a win is a win. So, hey, congratulations to folks that went out there and made action, and congratulations on his win. I'm quite sure they'll do it again another day. Okay, do we have anybody out there from the Houston area want to give a Roy James report, the race that went down in Houston, Texas?
Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now, but Galen is on the line.
Okay, I guess we're going to talk about what I was speaking about earlier, about the Grudge race becoming a game of too many rules and stipulations, or people using race stopping language, and what happened to run what you brung and hope you brung enough. And with that said, we got guest speaker Galen Bounty Hunter Smith. How you doing, Galen?
Galen, you're my...
What's going on? I'm doing all right, man. You know, I think I bring a whole veteran on, you know, like you and myself and a lot of others out here. We've been around this race game over 20-some years. And, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, we see and a lot of things that change. And we're going to just let you, it's a topic that you brought up and I think it needs to be addressed. And you can get off into it. If anybody have any questions, feel free to push the one button. Anything you can add to it or the things you may not like, we like to hear everyone's input. We like to hear everyone's input, so don't feel shy. Go ahead, Taylor.
Now, I was just talking about, like me and you were talking about yesterday, Tracy. There's so many cars that's basically in the same class. That's so different now. It's kind of hard to match them up, and some of them do and some of them don't. You know, there's a few cars out there like Tony Thorne. You know, that Silver Mustang, he don't care who he runs or when he runs. He just wants to race. We got some of Jackie Deaver's guys, C-Town Taunton, Flip, you know, them guys, they're out there. They just want to race, you know, don't really matter. But there's a few of them that don't want to. And there's really, I don't know what the problem would be, how to fix the problem, actually. But, you know, because we hear it all the time, you know, that you see some races even not around here on TV, you know, or whether it be at another state, in Georgia, guys, whatever, you know, you got them stock suspension cars that run, you know, and if you show up with a four-lane car, you know, there's four-lane big block Mustangs, you know, in our area that run 520s. Well, if they pull up against a car like David Wolf, bring that car up, it's a turbo car, of course, this stock suspension that's been 430s, you know, it's just not really, I can't see how it would be fair. You know, he's got stock suspension running 430s. This guy over here, you know, the 520 car. I mean, how do you judge it? You can't very well expect the 520 car to give, you know, give somebody like Wolf or something to hit or something, you know. But then again, on the other side of it, how do you parry? It's like Martin, the ghost up here. He's got a real good running car. He's been knocking him off. He knocked us off. He put some on him and Matt Jones over there. But, you know, he doesn't really want to, you know, he kind of feels like he's outclassed, you know, with the bigger-inch cars, the bigger-inch motors, which I really don't think he is. I think he's wrong with anybody. They got a good team, and, you know, Matt Jones, that's a good driver, good tuner and everything. That he got the whole package there, but, you know, he'll be the first one to tell you he don't want to run, you know, a car that's, you know, that's got a bigger engine. It's like the car that Peanut's got over here. I mean, we got a big engine in it, and it's a back half on 10-5 tires. You know, the big 33s, of course, the big ones. But, you know, I don't mind trying. You know, he does have a 632 in the car, he says. And, you know, but he's got, you know, bigger tires. But, you know, where does the parity come in at? You know, we just want to race, but there's so many cars here and, you know, in the Texas area that, you know, that can compete with, I think, just about anybody, anywhere, anytime. And, you know, when you do the class racing, if you throw a back half race up, you know, you don't want people to think when they get beat, you know, that, you know, they're going to get cussed or laughed at on the board or anything like that, because it's competition. You know, we got to put a show on for the fans. There's enough here on just any given day to do that, but you got to get them together. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, what the answer to the parity deal, I don't know. I seen the Four Horsemen race the other day up in Georgia. You know, and there was four actual Pro Mod cars there, and they gave the Purple Rain over the back tires. They all seemed to be happy with it, and obviously they kind of all had an idea that he was a little slower or whatever the situation was. But if we could get together and pull some stuff together like that, I think these tracks will jump up and do it. Tony Thorne's been working pretty hard and done a damn good job over there, then trying to get some money up for these classes and get some money up for it. And I don't know, you know Tony, he'll say what's on his mind, you know, right, wrong, indifference. You know, that he'll say it. He's getting the cars together to try to put some stuff together, and I think it's pretty cool. But you still got some guys that just, you know, that we're having trouble getting to join in, and that's the thing. If you overrule, if you keep overruling it, you know, with all a bunch of stipulations, it's still grudge racing. But if these tracks, if you're only going to show them one or two passes a night, then it's harder to get them to accept it and to pull the money towards you. Because man, there's a ton of cars. We got, you know, the Morgan and Son camp over there. They've got some plenty bad hot rods over there. Like say the Jackie Beaver bunch over there. Man, there's a bunch over there. You know, we've got a handful here in our shop. If not to name, you know, the other ones, you know, Slack. You know, they've got a handful of cars. There's just between the ones I just named, we probably got 30, 40 cars out there right now that could, you know, put on a show right here in our backyard if we could just pull them all together, you know, and let them know, you know, nobody likes to lose. Losing sucks, but, you know, it's going to happen. But as long as you can accept it and know you got, you know, if you didn't tear nothing up, nobody got killed and shit, you race again tomorrow. And that's, you know, that's what we need. And, you know, Jackie, he's trying to do some match racing with his Pro Mod. And I think that's pretty cool. You know, when we go out of town, Hattiesburg and something, we need somebody like him there. But I hear, you know, you hear that they don't want to run the blower car, the screw car, and all this stuff. But man, face it, you know, if you take a car like his, chassis car, there's the nicest cars out there right nowadays that'll run what we're running. You know, look at Reister and some of them. But that's what I say. I think if we could pull together and try to figure out some kind of normal rule, if it's a back half, big tire, you know, back half, small tire, big block, small block, you know, you're going to have to mix up a little bit, because sometimes you hear guys come over, they got small block, one carburetor, 850 steelheads. I mean, there was a guy on your rail show a few months back. I don't remember what it was, but he wanted to run steel block, steelhead, short deck, 28-inch tire. Man, I got lost in the rules. I wasn't sure where he was going, but I know he wants the grudge race. And you know, the deal is to get out there and give a fight, because he may run with a aluminum-headed big, you know, a little bit bigger tire, you know, a little bit, you know, taller deck motor. You don't ever know. So, yeah, I agree with the situation. Sometimes they're overruled, and I think sometimes people give up on themselves. You know, they got nicer stuff and faster stuff than what they think. You know, some people think the other people's always faster, and that's not necessarily always the case, you know.
Well, what do you think is the biggest problem? Because this is grudge racing out here, and it's supposed to be grudge racing. So in a lot of cases, the people just taking a guess at what they think you got, and they're putting it out there and scaring some people off. Or people just taking a guess, throwing times out there on people's cars, trying to scare people off. So, you know, one of the things I look for, what I'm trying to do and what I'm working on now is, you know, trying to take some cars to the east and get some cars to come back on a December 1st deal is, man, like you say, we got to come up with some kind of little guys that, you know, don't want to do that. You have some kind of little shootout class, you know, tracks put up a little money for it and give guys actually go at it that might make it a little bit more interesting, might make guys take a little bit more gamble. That way, whatever you want to bet on the side, you can bet on the side. But we have to try to find ways to get some of these guys engaged, you know, throughout the whole grudge racing thing. It is a sad thing when you go to races sometime and we get fans come in and it don't be many races. So we got to pool together, man, work, come up with ideas. Like, as you know, I'm working on a deal, Galen, you know, to take us Texas cars out to the East Coast to go to Macon National Dragway because they want to put on some kind of show. And if we come out there with a certain amount of cars, it'll be some kind of grudge class for us to get in against cars that probably make it more competitive. And we can have some fun. So You know, I've been talking to you about that, and like you say, Jackie been wanting to do something with his blower car. He hasn't really been able to get any attention on it, but like I told my name to Jackie and I explained to you, we had an opportunity to where, hey, we're going to travel as a grudge team to go to the East Coast, and those two cars we were speaking about, they'll have an opportunity to be in a show and grudge for some money. But around here, man, guys just got to keep trying to find ways to make action. So, you know, things have changed. Believe it or not, you know, me and you have been around a long time, and we used to go to the track, and it's going to happen. These days, it, you know, people keep saying walk in and go back that way, walk in. Well, man, times change. A lot of things not always going to go back the way it used to be because of the technology that's happening today, that we're going to have to find other kind of ways and means to make races happen. And so we just got to keep working at it and keep trying to support each other. So, hey, anybody else got any input, any ideas? Go ahead, Gabe.
Well, it's like I was listening to Tony Byron today, one of the interviews he had. They're pulling some cars into a race they're having, and he was kind of locking in stuff, you know, 28 tire small block. He's like, okay, bring it. You know, they got some nice stuff over there for sure, but there was a lot of cars, you know, big block, bring it. You know, it's kind of the way they was kind of going at it. And it's, like I say, you don't have cars that's way out class. And nowadays, there's so much talk and so much publicity with this racing stuff. People kind of know where they fit in and where they don't. You know, and that's. But the deal is, you know, get a bunch of them that is, and like I say, some of the back half cars, I think all of us is within, you know, a tenth or so of each other, you know, really. I mean, some of the fast ones, and there's some that's not. There, you know, I understand that too. But you know, you can give or take on the tree, you know, or something could possibly happen, you know, a little extra wheel speed. I mean, who knows? But the deal is, if we could pull it together and get them out there, I mean, I know the guys, the cars that's around here, we could represent good anywhere we went, you know, up there to, you know, we're all going to Macon. I think we've got enough cars up here to represent real well. And we don't want to walk into a hornet's nest, but we also got to walk in, you know, and take the chance of, you know, whatever, you know, whatever's out there. I guess you got to just kind of play your odds. But I guess if you don't want to go, you don't have to, but We're gonna try some cars up there. I'm sure the guys that's going up there are gonna try some cars up there. But if we could pull that together throughout Texas or wherever we go, especially here, because these tracks will do the races. They're biting for them. But right now, you know, just one or two events here and there, one or two batch races. You know, it's kind of hard to get them to come up with any money, not really knowing and can't guarantee them nothing. And that's like the Denton race, I guess, that Tony's got going up there. You know, the track put the money up and. To guarantee the races and to guarantee the, you know, the cars there. And hell, I don't know how many he's got now. Last time I looked, it looked like he had 20 match races, you know, and then that's the October 27th race. And then the December 1st race that you guys, you and Peanut has going on at Crandall. I think there's a lot of them, you know, that's a ton of them that's going to be booked into that deal too. And I think it's pretty cool, but there's still so many left on the table there that could be done. Like that Four Horsemen deal, I thought they did up there at House of Hook, man. That was pretty cool. You know, the car that actually won it was fast, but, you know, as well as I was, he wasn't the fastest one there. He was just the winner that night.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just looked at something that just happened this past weekend up in Darlington. Man, they had, you know, Tony Wright had a back half Nova in there, and Nicole Lyons had a top sportsman car in there. And I tell you what, both of those cars put up a good fight. I guess some legitimate pro mod cars. So, you know, they didn't pull it off. But I tell you what, when you see what happened, they had a shot at it. So, I mean, it was kind of amazing. But the deal was, you know, the guys felt like they didn't have much to lose. And the track put up a little money on it. So it made guys that probably normally wouldn't get in the class get in it. So I think it's an opportunity out there. And like you said, we got something decent in the first. And every time I do a race, I try to aim to, you know, put a little pot out there and get cars in it. But as these grudge cars, sometimes you just got to kind of limit the cars because people don't want to make it like a bracket thing. So if you put it, you know, some kind of four-car deal or six-car deal, you kind of have action it would help. We just have to come up with ways to make it happen, to make it more attractive, and to take this movement, you know, moving around here. And as you said, we're getting ready to go to the East Coast here in another month or so. We just got to make sure we find a good group of cars to go out there because, like I said, they looking for us to come that way, and we going to make it, and they think some of the Texas cars not going to put up a fight, but I'm here to say it from my end, and I know you are, and Jackie are from your end, and Peanut, and so on, and I hope we can get Tony to take his group out there, that we can go out there to make it and represent, and let them know, hey, we will come out there, we will match up. So I don't think it'd be a runaway, but we just got to do something here in our backyard, and then when we travel together, because there's a lot of action going with Grudge Racing, with the Grudge Inc. program that's coming up that's going on around here. It's going to allow people to shine more. It's going to allow people to get some exposure with this radio show we're doing now. It's going to allow, got Grudge Inc. magazine. I don't know if some of the people may not aware of it. We got a Grudge Inc. magazine that's going around. I'm going to be doing some interviews, trying to get people some publicity. We got some of the biggest Grudge races across the United States. Been in the Drag Illustrated magazine. Grudge Inc. is coming out with a lot of races going on. Just going to try to find ways to make Grudge Racing bigger and better across the country. And that's what we're shooting for. In order to make that happen, go ahead.
The guy that owns Grudge, the guy that runs the Grudge Inc., he owns the Macon track, correct?
Yeah, he runs the Macon track, yeah. He's the guy.
There'll be a lot of right there.
I see if he can come on, but I do see someone on the line who has a big hand in the Grudge Inc. operation by the name of Cold Killer. I do know we have Cold Killer on the line. Cold Killer, if you want to push one button, you come in and kind of share a light on some of these guys, so we're actually trying to come out there. Will you come in here and kind of say something to the guys, what we plan on doing when we come in, to where to try to make it more attractive, try to make it more fun for them guys, what you're looking for?
Cold Killer, your mic is open.
Okay. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Cold Killer?
How's it going? Well, on the third, we're gonna try to put a few shootouts out there for some pro mods and back half cars. Like, I know it's a lot of guys coming from over y'all way that's come with some back halves and pro mod top sportsman type cars. So we're gonna put a little shootout out there just for y'all to have something to come do, and just on top of Grudge Racing. So. We got a killer track, so y'all can come put down the power y'all need to put down, so it won't be no problem with that. So
Affirm the guys, we got a couple of guys out here, they got blower cars, and blower cars don't get most of the action, but affirm the guys, what you lining up to make sure we bring blower cars out there that will run?
We got a few blower cars that's two now. They will be over here waiting on y'all to get here. So y'all might want to bring the best of the best if y'all come with some blowers.
Well, I think the last I heard of, I'm not sure who else coming. I heard Jackie was bringing his, and he's one of the best around here. So that'd be a good fight for you guys. So we got one for sure. Maybe more. See what the shootout deal looks like. See if we can put some more together. So y'all kind of got it down on those Texas guys, because we always fought with each other and raced over here at our certain events, and we never had the big TVs and the radio, so y'all guys think we're weak over there, and we're really not. We come over here, we'll be ready for the fight.
Oh, yeah, we just
ain't had our own radio show until just here lately.
Yeah, I know y'all are going to fight. We're not counting y'all out, so we know it's going to be a good, strong battle, so we're going to be prepared to put our dukes up and take some blows and give some out too.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. That'd be a good deal, man. We can't wait to get up there. Nice scenery. I've never been to that part of Georgia, the racetrack or nothing, but just looking at it on TV, all looks like y'all have some good races over there, and if they have some good shows over there, and we'll make a little shout out. I guess Tony Byron's had an accident this weekend. Looked pretty nasty. Glad he's all right, and hopefully he'll be back up and strong here pretty quick himself.
Yeah, he'll be back. It was a little bad accident, but I think the whole crew, they'll be back up and running real soon here. So, shout out go to Tony Bynes, get well soon, But so y'all say y'all got Texas coming in the make it invade, huh?
Do what now?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Texas gonna be making.
Well,
Gail,
who's that?
Yeah,
he was asking a question.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Repeat your question, Co-Killa.
Y'all still there, Tracy?
I said it was Co-Killa. Had a question.
I think Co-Killa was asking was we had quite a few Texas cars coming to the invasion they're having over there.
That's why y'all coming in the way that I'm making. All right, y'all, so y'all say y'all got a lot of Texas cars.
Hello?
Go ahead. I hear you now.
Okay, I see y'all got a lot of Texas cars. Y'all saying finna come and they make it, huh?
Well, we got a good group of cars that we're looking to bring out there. Like I say, we spoke with Jack and then Galen on the phone. He's got Peanut on here. And, you know, we got myself down here in this area. I got King Arthur down there. Well, we're looking to come out there with a good group of cars. You know, some of the, we got a few of them that might venture off and go a little further, but we got a majority of them that I know of that come in, we coming to make it. So, you know, we're trying to support the Grudge Inc. deal, and we like the opportunity Grudge Inc. is giving us to come around here and get on the radio and talk and try to make action, an opportunity of getting exposure throughout the country with the magazines and just the things that they got coming up. It's just going to make action better so we can spread it around. And we don't always have to just run in our backyard. And when we leave Texas, we can go and represent Texas in the form of Grudge Racing. So we like the opportunity that's out there.
Okay. What's going on, Alley Cat?
Let me see if Alley Cat's out here. If Atticat ain't out here, I think I see his right-hand man out here. Atticat had to push the one button. Go ahead.
Alley Cat's not on the line. I saw Horace earlier. Horace, if you want to address that, you may want to press the one button. We do have Big Clark on the line, though, Tracy, with his hand up.
Okay, well, hold on, Clark. Let Atticat right-hand man, Horace, Co-Killa, out at you. Horace can address.
How you doing, Horace?
Hold on. Horace may be in a bad spot. I'll open his mic and see if he can talk though. Horace, if you can hear us,
hey.
Your mic is.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh.
Co-Killa,
me and Darryl and I've talked about going. Most likely go, man. November 3rd. I didn't talk to everybody, but me and Sam talking about going for sure. This might be me and him, but we coming.
Y'all bringing some?
Yeah,
y'all bringing some on 29?
Yeah. On 33s. I might, if I get time to work it on 29s, I'll probably put on 29s. I just hadn't had time, man.
Okay.
Had time. It's on 33 10-5 though.
Well, I got a little G-body on 29, so, you know, I told Alicat if he come on 29, I don't care what suspense he got a race with me.
Okay. We might have it working on 29 by then, man. I know it's on 33s right now. We might be able to lock that in if you want.
Well, I tell you what, if we can lock it in, if y'all going to put it on 29, I'll lock y'all in right now.
Nah, I mean, I'm on 33s right now, man. So.
Oh, okay, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Y'all got a Willie Bar on it, too, don't it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Willie Bar. Yeah, I got a stock fishing car on 29, no Willie Bar.
Hey, man, that's what we got, man.
Well, I understand. Ain't no pressure. I just was throwing it out there. Me and Alicat had a talk, so he said, you know, I mean,
we're working on this car, man, but I ain't for sure it's going to be done by the end, man. So, I mean, I ain't going to guarantee you nothing on that one.
Okay, I understand.
But the car we got is already ready. I'll lock you in with that one, though, if you want.
But if I had a back half car, I'd be dead in y'all butt right now. Y'all would be trying to stay in Texas.
No, I'm coming regardless, man. You ain't going to make me stay.
Well,
somebody going to be down at the race.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have somebody. I'm going to find somebody on 33 so you then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely coming. Yeah.
I wish I had a back half car, you know, but I don't.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll talk about that another time then, brother.
All right, well, I apologize for messing with you. I apologize for interrupting your evening.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm listening in, man. I'm outside, man. I'm listening.
Okay. All right, Tommy, dog. I apologize for interrupting your show.
All right, man. Well, just
wanted to know Hollis out the Houston area. Him and Attica and him. Attica wasn't on. He might be on the letter. They dreamed to come on, but I know Hollis is right here, man. So they said that they was coming to Macon. So, like I said, we got Houston, Dallas, and Austin, Texas. We're coming into Macon. We got a few that's going to travel a little bit further, but the majority of us, we're trying to come to Macon. We're going to come try to make a good show and hope we can get some of y'all guys come back up here December the 1st when we do this thing. We're one of the last big grudge races of the year here in Texas. Anybody else got pushed to one button, got something to share on this topic we got here tonight? I got a lock-in race you want to lock in. Big Clark did have his hand up, so we're going to see what Big Clark got to say. He might be wanting to race somebody.
What's up, Clark? What's that?
What's happening?
All right. I was trying to get Cole Killer back on the line. Cole Killer, what's up, man?
What's going on, Big Clark?
I heard you say you wish you had a back. Had to lock one of them in. Lock them in. I will be in Macon on the 3rd. I think all the back half action you want to lock in, but
Where Horace at? Horace got doggone it. Where you at? He done went to running.
Horace may have dropped off.
Yeah, there's no bet to drop off.
Hey, so you're saying you're going to be there, so you're coming over here, Clark, you're coming over here bulldogging again.
Tell me, dog, you know how we do it.
Horace, your mic is back open.
Hey, he put it on 10 and a half. I see him on the 27.
Oh, man.
We talked about this last week, man. You forgot?
Oh, it's the same guy.
This hard. Hard.
You speaking about the same car, though?
Yeah, same car. Yeah, we talked about this last week. We couldn't come up with nothing.
Okay, y'all ain't all right.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna do that
though. I'd be damned.
You gotta realize the tennis player is just as fast as a football player. There ain't really no justice.
It is a different. He can leave on everything. I can't. You can put more power to the ground than I can.
You can put more power to it. You may try to put too much power to it. You got a shaking problem. So
y'all can put more power to the ground than I can.
The truth be told, if you go science to science, you putting too much power on the ground with a big power, you putting with a 10-5. That's why they're trying to make changes. With those big five, those 10-5 now, though. The truth be told, you probably putting not in the same amount of power to the ground with both tires. The truth be told, it's with a bigger tire.
Yeah.
He gonna run faster with that with them 33s once he gets rolling anyway.
That's what I heard. I heard the 33s.
You heard that, but I don't think that's true. On certain cars, it is.
Okay, hard.
That's
just
that. Yeah, I mean, if I had a big ass motor, I should go that fast. I don't have no big motor.
Okay.
That little motor was still blocked, man.
All right. Well, I'm just keep talking about that. You know, Allie Cat, I was just listening on your show, man. You know, sound like you about to get things popping. I heard Galen on earlier. You know, I know those guys going to bring action to Macon. They ain't scared to raise nobody. And I'm looking forward to coming over there December 1st, man. You know, get back in the ring with Peanuts. So, just want to stop by and show a little love.
Big Clark.
Yeah.
Big Clark.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on, man?
I'm fine. But you're on Atomic Dog Show, not Alley Cat Show.
Yes, Alley Cat
Show. Right.
Say to my chair.
Hey, all I know is... Both of us be some bad boys and both of us are dogs, so you know, hey. Yeah.
Well, Big Clark, you've been coming this way and trying to bulldog, man. We're gonna have to make sure we accommodate you when you come here. December 3rd, you're gonna do Peanut on December the 1st, but we gotta try to make sure. I believe you coming here on the 27th, so we're gonna try to handle you there. But if we don't. We come out to Macon on November 3rd, man. We're gonna hopefully have something to accommodate you again. So,
yeah,
you kind of been bulldogging those Texas pretty tough now. So, some of these guys are going to step up. I know a few other guys that kind of like to tackle with you, but I think they might be going a little further. So I'm not going to say that. I think they're going a little further. But we're going to definitely try to hit you. Hope we're going to definitely try to handle you between October and December. We're going to try to make sure you have a bad Christmas.
Well, I'm going to lay it out there for y'all to try it, Tubby Dog. But, you know, all I can tell you, it's a full-time job. So get ready.
I hear you, man. We got anybody out there that want to try to handle Nick Clark? We got something out there they want to talk about? Push the one button. Feel free to come on and shoot your shout out. Call your man out. Whatever you want to do, we got to do with Grudge Racing. Put it out there. We got some people out there ready to do something.
Shannon, your mic is open. 972-6977. Shannon, your mic is open.
I guess they don't want to talk. Okay, we're going to move.
Go ahead, have it up.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go back on mute so you know, all you picking guys. Start back talking, all right?
So in other words, you felt like you came on here with the Mississippi Nightmare and shit takes his damn club. You right. Feel like you've been doing that pretty regularly.
You there, Sam?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. Who was that?
That's Sam.
Yeah. Somebody got some background noise.
You got background?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah. Talk to him. That's Tracy.
Alley Cat is on the phone with Tracy.
Oh, yeah. Who's looking for me? What's up?
Big.
Tokila was looking for you earlier.
Who?
Tokila.
Oh.
Alley
Cat. Yeah, what's going down?
What's going on?
I was just sitting here smoking me a cigar.
What's that?
Hey, what's on your mind, Coach?
I do a CBO down here with that 1029.
Oh, yeah, you ready?
We're ready.
All right. I'm going to call you by an hour off the show. Going to lock in. Hold on, I probably have a bunch of weeds, man. I just got off on my side.
Hey, off the show.
I'm unmuted.
Hey, okay, mute the mic.
I'm unmuted for a minute.
Yeah, Cat got a lot of noise.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it, Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon, you got.
Okay, guys, go ahead.
Who was that? They cut off?
No, Horace muted his phone. They got a lot of background noise. He muted his phone.
Is that? I can't see it out. What was that?
Alley Cat was on the phone with Horace. They got a lot of background noise. They muted their phone. They'll be back as soon as they get in the car.
Okay. Well, who else out there got something they want to say? Got somebody want to lock in? Push the one button. Come on, you're not going to let these East Coast guys come over here. I think they're going to take over something. We got a lot of hands. I see a lot of people out there, but look like for some reason they scared to push the one button and see what's on their mind. Hey, speak up, guys. Talk about something that you may be concerned about for is locking in a race, or how stipulations go, how people want to make the agreement on how you race. I know some people like to know winning bars. We run winning bars. So this is something I say about the guys, you know, when we're trying to make action. Hey, any two cars can race. Sometimes we just got to find some kind of way to make it happen. So somebody got his mic open, got a lot of noise. I hear a lot of wind. Please mute your mic.
There's only four mics open right now besides yours, Tracy. Galen's, Lorenzo's, Pocola, and Vic Clark. But Peanut has his hand up. Peanut apparently.
Okay, go ahead, Peanut.
Peanut, your mic is open. Peanut, your mic is open. Peanut just dropped off, Tracy.
He just dropped off? Okay, well, I know. Okay, well, guys, I mean, we talking about making action, talking about trying to get locked in races, talking about how we can try to make races happen. We have so much stipulation on how we can. For instance, a lot of people want the 29 versus 33, think which one got the most advantage. A lot of times, I guess, it depends on who you're trying to race or who may be tuning on the car. So I done seen some 29-inch-size cars, whooping cars. Down this way in Texas, it had 32-inch tires on them. So it's ways we can make action. It's different kind of ways we can make events and get cars to show up to the races. So we just got to come together as a whole and start trying to get it done. And I think it's going to take a little bit of everybody to help promote these races to go out and bring action. And definitely when we leave the state of Texas, we got to make sure that we understand stipulations, because I've been involved in a few of them, and they can get kind of touchy. You know, language is very important. People are misinterpret you, and we're misinterpret them. So for a lot of guys who haven't been around a long time and haven't raced a lot, I've learned when you're dealing with guys from different parts of the country, hey, you got to find a way to get it done, and you got to watch what some of these guys say, because they will be tricky, and we'll be trying to trick you. But I'd like for some other folks to come on and give their opinion about what they think about this race stopping stipulation, where have grudge racing gone, and what is it going to take? I don't want to, you know, I want some other guy to push the one button, come on, give you an opinion about it. We all have a voice in this, so. Everybody's kind of shy, kind of quiet.
832-7744, your mic is open.
Hey, Trey.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, no, my big clock's on the line.
Who is this?
It's Turbo Chris.
Turbo Chris?
Yeah.
I don't know, looks like he's about to drop. We can get him back online, Chris. Just hold on. We'll see if she can get him. What are you up to? And let the host try to get Big Clock back online. What are you up to?
I just got a phone call to see if he will, to see if Big Clock wanted to would he run a turbo back half call on 10-5.
Okay, we'll see if we get Clark on the line. He was on there pumping his chest pretty hard there,
yeah.
So, you know, thank you. Come on in.
He heard him talking.
The show
now.
Yeah.
I said he heard him talking, so he just wanted to see if he'll do it. He's waiting on a couple parts to come in, but he just wanted to see if he'll do it on
he
the 24th. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we'll get him back on in and see what's on his mind. He's been pumping his chest pretty hard there, so.
You'll give me a minute.
I was there,
to get him back on the line.
Yeah, I was there this weekend, Clark. I mean, Chris, when you're down in Houston, I don't know. Did you get to race somebody? I was kind of busy. Then
no,
I met you in my old car.
I couldn't get down the track. I was.
You couldn't get down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take my hand down. So if he come back, then just, you know. You can just find out if you do that, and then I'll just relay the message.
Okay, then. So y'all working on that car, and y'all trying to get that car ready. Is that one of the cars y'all give me? I'm going to run it here, I know, next month.
No, it's a turbo back half car. He just waiting on his turbo to get back. And then he just wanted, like I said, if he wanted to do it, he wanted to, you know, try to do it with him here pretty quick.
Is that a car y'all planning on? Well, that guy there, is he going to travel east when we go east? Is he one of the guys that want to go east?
I don't know. I can ask him that.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering. So we get this Clark back on here. We'll let the shout at him. I think we might have him just in a minute.
Clark is back.
What's going on? Tell me, Doc.
What's that? I'm going to
hey, Clark. We got a guy that it's got a turbo back half on 10-5. You want to know if you would want to do something when you come down here?
Turbo on 10.5?
Yeah, 33.10.5.
I mean, that might be something we can do. I really like to run nitrous, but, you know, I ain't opposed not to run, you know, turbo. We'll take a look at it.
Okay. He just wanted to know if you would, you know, if you would do it or not, and he just wanted to see if you would, when you come down, if y'all would want to do something. He's waiting on his turbo to come back right now, but he just wanted to see if you would do it or wanted to do it. But he can't lock in until he gets his turbo back.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
But, you know, any more nice guys out there? I just like racing Texas guys. They're a lot of fun. You know, for the two races that I've had with them, man, you know, I enjoy myself. So, you know, I won one, lost one. But, you know, both races were fun. So, you know, I don't want none of the guys from Texas to think that I'm out there just trying to pick on them or anything. I just enjoy racing them because they're a lot of fun, you know, with the guys that I've met so far. So I just say
that. That's good.
You know?
That's good, man. It's always good to try to bring action, man. You know, I'm going to try to give me a little piece of the pie when I come out there. Somebody going to whoop my butt or I'm going to whoop their butt. I'm really, really trying to get Bobby Wildchild back there. You know, he's out north. So I think I see Bobby out here. So, Bobby, I think I can lock you in tonight, Bobby. So I'm coming your way. And you're from Georgia. So at least you can go and take a stab at you for a little something. So once you push the one button, think we locked in, Bobby.
Hey, man. Everybody up here trying to run Bobby Wildchild. I hadn't seen a child run, but y'all gonna make Bobby Child wake up and do a little something to y'all now, man.
I see Bobby out there. So Bobby, push the one button. Just let me know. Just give me. Let me know something. You know, and we can get this over since he missed the opportunity when he was supposed to came here last month. It didn't happen. Now I'm coming to hit the hometown, so I just want to. And we can just call it the prime there. Bobby Child, which one button? I guess Bobby Child is calling Mayday. I guess that's the sign they say, Mayday, Mayday. I guess, you know, sometimes you got to throw the flag in, so. Well, I did get a call, so we got some interesting things popping up. We got a call from the old Jackson, and we looking at something, and, I got another call today from somebody from Tony Wright's camp. So, you know, it's shaping up. Some things will probably go down. We just got to see what happens, see how we got a few guys out here. Somebody got a lot of noise. Somebody got their mic open and working and need to put mute that mic. Okay. But we're going to come try to make action right here in the backyard, then we're going to pile up and try to head east, man. We got some guys on the line. Go ahead. Will somebody please mute your mic? You got a lot of background noise, man. It's a hard time seeing what's up here. If you look at your mic, you got a lot of noise going on. Okay, Jackie Davis still out there? I don't want to ask Jackie Davis. Jackie Davis, you still out there? What you want about Jackie Davis? You out there? I saw you earlier. Jackie Jenner had a lot of noise, so it might have been Jackie with that noise. I kind of want to ask Jackie something. I did see him out there. And what I'm trying to do, man, I'm really trying to get a count. While we're on the line here, some of you guys probably can help me out with a lot of some of the calls that we plan on taking east. I really need to get a photo of your car. If you plan on going east, if any kind of way you can send me a photo of your car, they trying to put together a big old poster and the car that's coming from Texas to invade. And if you can send me, if y'all can get together and send me pictures of the cars, I kind of want to get them to them so they can put them on a big old poster, let them know that Texas Roundup is coming to the East Coast, coming up in November. So
Jackie, you're my
I need to get to work on that. Jackie, how's it going? Jackie, can you hear me?
She just dropped off, Tracy. Sorry.
All right, call up again. Well, he'll call back when you get out there and know it. Okay. Someone push the one button and let me know.
Ricky, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to get Jackie back on because he was needing me to link him through on my phone. Let me try him again real quick. I'm going to mute, and then I'm going to try to get him back on for you, Trace.
Okay, I'll leave your mic open.
Okay, I just muted then while I'm doing it.
Okay, Jackie just called back in. I got him. Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on out there, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Jackie? How you doing?
I'm just here busy working. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what I said about as far as some of the cars we're trying to take out the east? I need to get pictures of the cars we plan on going because they got a big old, want to make a big old poster size and put the guys from Texas that's coming out here. And I need to kind of get started on that. So if you can, you know, give me some Photoshop to the cars we're probably going. Also, if you can give me a little information about them, the Grudge Inc. magazine is going to be coming out, and they want to put a big old article in the Grudge Inc. magazine prior to us coming out now, letting us know. That mic got a lot of noise. It's killing me. But you need to make. So, you know, you, Galen, I know Peanut, Tony Thorn, hopefully he has some fast time cars maybe going. I just kind of need to get the information and get the write-up on you guys. They want to give us some good articles in the Grudge Inc. magazine to kind of showcase these guys and who we are and how long we've been racing, what kind of car we're racing, and just to bring action out there. So I'm just going to ask for some participation. Same thing with you, Horace, you and Anacat, Turbo Chris, up in that area that's planning on going out to the Macon deal. I'd like to get some information to try to get this stuff put in the Grudge Inc. magazine. So We kind of want to let them guys know that we're coming out as a big Grudge family, and they want in turn want to try to put the recognition out there to try to make this thing a success. Somebody's got their mic. Would you please mute your mic? The call for you to talk over that noise. Somebody is in the wind, and I can hear you. You're in the wind, and mute your mic.
Yeah, it's probably me, Tracy. Hang on a minute. I get out the shop to work there, so. Let me get out here.
Trace, you know Jackie ain't got no trees out there where he is.
Ain't got no trees out there. The wind is whooping.
No, that wind comes straight through.
All right, is that better,
hey,
Trace?
Y'all, yeah, that's a lot better. That was you. Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah, on it. And did you hear what the guy said about it? He definitely after you tear up car, you won't be hauling your car around and not getting no race.
What'd you say, Tracy?
I said, if you hear Cole Killer saying, hey, you know, you bring your car out there, you're definitely going to get a race. So we were talking about how we had a few blue cars here that we thought about putting some kind of class together to make sure that we'll come and we'll be able to run for something, you know what I mean? So, hey, we bet some on the side of it, have a little shoe out for us to get in, whether it be, you know, so the blue cars wouldn't come and wouldn't have nobody to race. So sometime around here, you know, when you go to the Grudge event, you know, you kind of bring your car and you don't really get much action. But he assures we come out there, I'll let him know ahead of time, it will be some kind of little shootout for us to get off into with these cars and bet a little money on the side. So.
Okay, that's good. So, you know, we rolling again. We definitely looking for trouble. We're not there to be friendly.
I heard that. I mean, they kind of talking kind of big out there. But we looking to come out there and represent pretty well. Not just also on the East Coast. Now, I got some guys, I don't know if Leroy is on here, which one of them guys, we got guys coming from Detroit, we got guys coming from Chicago, we got guys coming from Michigan, And they looking to do some kind of business. These guys got one thing about these guys that I've learned. We want Willie Boys down here and throw some of those guys up there. So it shouldn't be that hard to try to get something going with some of these guys out of Chicago, the guys out of Michigan. I talked to a couple of them on the show, and they tell me they're going to invade. They're going to invade Lincoln from the north. So I don't know if we got him on this line tonight from the Michigan or Detroit area right now. I don't know if anyone's on there. Jan, if you see one, if you can get him on.
Well, why don't we do this in the meantime? Bobby Wildfire, your mic is open.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Bobby?
I hear you talking about. I had a lot of noise, so I couldn't talk to you at the time.
Oh, is that you making a noise?
No.
I heard that.
No, my phone was, say what now?
I was just saying you missed the opportunity to come out here, and I'm coming all the way to your backyard this time, so I just kind of, you know, if I'm going to come to your backyard, I guess, you know, you'll give me a chance.
Well, I'm not sure I'd be there, but if I'd be there, I'm pretty sure we're going to try to accommodate you. You're going to give me the back tire, right?
If I do, I'll be unvoting it.
Huh?
If I do, I'll be unvoting it off the car.
You're going to unvote it?
I can't understand
why a pull mob want to run a slow mob.
You know, that's what they say. I got a slow mob, so me and you in the same camp.
No, everybody want to run Bobby. I don't know
what
why everybody really want. They want a short win. Is that what it is?
No, it ain't no short win. It ain't a short win. It's like this. But I look at it like this. Me and you already had something locked in. We've been talking about it. If things didn't happen, it didn't work out. Now I'm coming to your backyard, so I'm just trying to get the same thing that we agreed on when we our race didn't go down. You couldn't make it, so. Since I'm coming that way, I might well try to go get that race on first. And trust me, I get another race on. I'm working on something.
Say what, man?
I say since I'm coming that way, I'm just trying to get that race locked in. So we had it locked in before, but you couldn't make the trip this way, and the weather, unfortunately, the weather killed that race anyway. So I'm coming that way before we had a race up here again. So. I'm just trying to see if we can go on and get that back on.
Well, if I be there, which look like I do plan on coming, but you know, I had planned on doing something that day also, I might just do something on that Sunday and then come up there and accommodate you. But with a promo though, man, don't you think you need to give a slow mo or something?
Bobby, you hear him all the time say, I got a slow mod. I don't complain.
I haven't heard anybody bitch you a slow mod. Nobody.
Well, I heard him say so. If you feel like that's what you got, well, I feel like I start with you. If you feel like you on the bottom, then you always going to be looking up. So I'm right there on the next one in line for you. So, you know.
No, you are. You got a little bit more than I got, you know, from my information that I have gathered. So that's why you didn't give me that back pass. I ain't asking for much, Trace. That's a nice guy. I can see if I asked you for the head up break. I was asking for the head up break. Now I want to ask for the back up.
Well, Bobby, I will give you the back up, but you will have to take it off the car, and I'll be sitting on the back.
Oh, man, come on.
That's when you'll get that back up. You know, but, you know.
Hey. Know. All that card you got there, you talking, man, please.
Man, I don't know what you think I have, Bobby. I'll tell you what. Your topic tonight was about trying to make stipulation and trying to stop a race. You got a top sport, and I got a top sport. Let me show you something. Did you see the race this weekend? Did you see Nicole Lyon? You know she got a top sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she would have had a little shake down on the top end down there, she probably would have won that race, wouldn't you think?
I didn't see it, but yeah, I mean, if she hadn't, but that's the name of the game. You know,
that's
if she can make the trip.
Tell you.
Yeah, if she can make the trip, you know. Yeah.
I understand. So, I mean,
So,
you know, she was making the trip. So, you know, when you can make the trip, you know, hey, it don't matter about pro mod. Let me put it this way. If I get over there and look at your car and eat me a few Wheaties, we may do something.
Well, I seen you a picture of the car.
No, I won't see no picture. I won't look at the car. I can send you a picture of mine, too.
I thought you were using me to pick it. You got, you know, so.
I'm just saying, when I get over, you coming anyway, so, you know, so if I get over and take a look and eat my Wheaties. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, yeah. I'll leave it at that, so. We're going to go to the line and see who else got something out there they want to say, somebody they want to call out, something they want to talk about, see what's on their mind. We're going to go to the line, Bobby. Just hang around.
Okay.
Tracy, what I had to do, there's a lot of background noise going on. So everybody who's talked on the show who's still on the line, I had to mute mic because it was really hard to hear. So I'm going to open them back up one by one, and maybe we can, you know, if I open up your mic and you're not talking, just do us a favor and mute your phone, and then when you're ready to talk, just unmute it. That way we can hear, and I don't have to go through and do, you know, keep doing this. In the meantime, Troy, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Troy? How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, I just kind of joined in. I caught the tail end of that Maker race. When is it going to be?
November 3rd, we got cars from Texas here going to support us is Grudge, Inc. Grudge, Inc. is having a race November 3rd in Macon, Georgia. Grudge, Inc. is the one that allows the opportunity, the one responsible for putting on this talk show, the one's going to be responsible to try to get some of these Grudge races some exposure and PR in the magazines, and hoping to let people know what we do in the Grudge Racing world. For a lot of years, it's kind of been silent, and all the attention and all the PR was going to guys that run the NHRA, the ADRA, on the Oscar race and stuff like that. So Grudge Inc. has come along and given us the platform to where it's going to showcase some of the Grudge races, and along the way, working on trying to pick up some kind of sponsorship deal to where maybe guys may be able to get a little help as far as maybe fuel, as far as maybe tires, just something. It all depends on how things pan out. They're giving us the opportunity where, you know, it will be working on doing something for the Grudge races. Since Grudge races sort of, you know, do everything out their pocket, you know, and the market for class racing, as you say, bracket racing has fell off. These sponsors are looking for other ways, and what they have noticed is Grudge races actually begin to put a lot of people in the stand over bracket racing and class racing. So that's just an opportunity for us. So we plan on going to support Grudge Inc., who's supporting us November 3rd and Macon National Dragway.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate that, sir.
Won't you see if you can make the trip?
I surely will. We're trying to see if we get these cars together and get them ready.
Okay.
All right. You taking your car?
Yeah, I'm taking that. I was trying to lock in with that guy I just had on the phone a while ago. We locked in for the race I had in August, and he couldn't make it. Plus, it got rained out, so I was just trying to lock him back in. Yeah, I'm going to take it out there one way or another. I'm going to take it out there, win, lose, or draw. It's going to go east.
Okay. All right, then, Mr. Tracy. I appreciate all that info. And I'll see y'all guys.
Man. Okay, right, just hang it. Around. All right, man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, go to the line. Who we got?
Right now, there are no other hands up, Tracy.
Okay, guys, we'll kind of get back on some of this topic. I need someone else to kind of elaborate on what Galen spoke about earlier about how we can make races instead of stopping races when it comes to what happened to the run with your brum. What happened to the run with your brum? Is it because people are talking about what other folks have in their cars so much, or is people
looking at some kind of way, finding out about people's times, and they saying they can't beat them because of that? Or is it that money's tight and people just scared to take a chance on running these cars? I want to go to the lines, man, and just kind of help me out here. Just come out here and kind of talk about what can we do? What's the biggest problem? You know, I was at, like I said, I was in Houston race this weekend. I was actually busy working with my old car. I didn't get to see a whole lot of racing, but as I walked around through the pits and looked around and was listening to some people talking, I heard some people hollering that it wasn't enough racing going on. So what I'm saying is, what is some of the things we think are stopping these races from going down? So let's go to the lines, man. People give you input. When you talk about things, it kind of opens things up, kind of like we might come up with some ideas to help make a race happen at the track. So let's go to the line. Push the one button. Don't be afraid to talk. It's only your opinion on what you think. Everybody has opinion, and you never know. You might come up with a good idea. You never know. So let's go to the line, push the one button, give us your opinion about what can we do. What's the problem?
I'm still on?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You hear me, Tracy?
I hear you. Go ahead.
My opinion on far as what's stopping races is it's not as many cars as it used to be back when I used to race or still do. And the heart of these guys is not really there. Everybody looking for that for sure race, you know. I got you covered by 3/10 kind of race, you know. And I think that's what's stopping a lot. And a lot of this internet actually is stopping a lot because we see – like, I see every race from Georgia or from here, and I know vice versa. They can see every race we're doing here. I think a lot of that's stopping, per se, because they see what these cars are doing. You know, you not just got that urge to just run what you brung, because I've been studying this car on the internet, on YouTube, you know, somewhat, you know, because everybody's recording everything now, which is a good thing because you get to, you know, you can see what other people's doing in other states. But also, I think that's hampering it a little bit to somewhat. But I'm kind of contradicting myself because this race that just passed Saturday, there was not one grudge race, I don't think. I was walking around a lot, so it might have been one I might have missed. But it was just people basically out there testing to me, which is fine to me because, you know, but I would like to see grudge racing as well. But I just honestly think that it's got to do with people just want that for sure win. And what we can do as grudge racers is just try to accommodate these people that want that for sure win and try to make it a little bit easier for those people that don't want to race. Make them race.
I mean, you know? You bring up a good point. I mean, money is tight, man, and people, you know, sometimes – you know, I know money's tight on my end. I don't got a lot of money to race for. But, you know, sometimes, you know, a guy might want to race for more than what you want to run for, and you don't want to take that chance. Or, if, you know, I'm like this. Hey, I don't have a lot of money, but I take a gamble not for much money as the person party want to take, but I take a gamble for not much. Or when we have these races, try to put on some kind of shootout to try to help some of these guys wear fences. If you had some kind of four car shootout deal, and you got guys okay, what we do in December 1st, we got a couple of cars we invite certain cars to get in. They don't really have an entry fee. The track, we are putting money up, so they give guys, they're not putting nothing out of their pocket. So they got something to shoot at, and we don't have a problem getting a certain amount of guys to get involved in it, which is going to make some good action because they're not having to put out anything out their pocket unless they want to put it in on the side. That's between the two car owners. So I think that's the way a lot of this stuff is leaning toward because, like you say, if you don't have those kind of races going on at these grudge events these days, you will have a lot of, you know, cars just coming to the track and people just making passes and guys on the side trying to stipulate a race, but for some reason or the other, they don't come to an agreement, which if it was some kind of shootout in various types of classes, it might help bring more action and give the spectators something to see, you know, instead of just seeing a single passing. I heard a lot of complaints this weekend and You know it's grudge races. You can't make people race. And if you go to a grudge race, it ain't guaranteed to be no race. But, you know, is it fair to the spectators to pay and don't try to have some kind of organized event to try to make some action? So we got to continue to work on trying to come up with some kind of formula to bring action for the fans, to give them something. So, you know, I'm open for suggestions. People out here got some good ideas. We just got to try to keep putting it in practice. Anything else, someone push the one button, come on, give your opinion from your perspective. Don't be shy. Push the one button. We'd like to hear from you.
Nikki, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Nikki?
Nothing going on, man. Nothing going on. I got a little opinion. I can't understand why the dad is called King of Roy James race. You know, I mean, we've been up there twice. We came to, you know, your rain got rained out, you know, and went there at the Batman race, and we called him to come down here to race Checkerboard or the Ghost or whatever, the Nightmare, you know, but none of them didn't come, man, you know, but they want us to come up there to Didness on the 27th. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I don't know if we're going up there.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna say, I ain't speaking for all of us. I'm just speaking this for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't understand why, you know, it was good you showed up, and now that it's called showed up, but we came up there to the race, you know. And I just think that's kind of just unfair to the reporters down here. They ain't now show up for Anacash race or Raw James race, you know. I guess, like you say, it is what it is. But they expect us to come up there and race them. You know, like the Checkerboard talking to Dan, talking about he won't even come up there. No, Checkerboard, you need to come down here and race. You know? And then did we have good shows? Did we have some good shows? You know, to stop stacking the race on top of each other and everybody have a good show together or you know, pull together, but they ain't doing that.
Yeah, I wish I had the answer for you. I actually try to support races when I can, and you know, for what reason that had to happen, I don't have the answer for it, but we definitely got to support each other's race. So.
Yep, to support each other's race. That's what it's going to all be about. You know, if we have some good shows, you know, I mean. You got people, you got the fans paying their money to come see races, and if they ain't getting nothing, you know, they're going to get tired of it, you know. I mean, it's like now, you know, you go to H&P, it costs $20 to park in the circle, you know. I mean, who want to pay $20 to park in the circle if you ain't going to see no race?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I'm saying, you know, to all the big races, you know. I know the fans kind of get tired of it because, you know what I mean? It's like this past race, Raw James, where we had four big cars there.
Yeah.
We had your car, we had Raw James' car, we had Tree Man's car, and we had Jeff Nye's car there.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, I actually wanted to race, you know, a couple of cars, you know, I asked a couple of people, you know, I said that I'd do something, but, you know, a couple of people had problems with their car, so, you know, somebody had problems with their car.
I know that. Yeah, I know you wanted to race because you told me, you know, you wanted to race, you know, but Tree Man had a little problem with his car, and, you know, Rod just brought his car out, you know, I don't know if he was ready for that, but, you know, but we got to show the fans some kind of race, man, to make the races better, to make the girls' races better down here, too. That's what I'm thinking of. Even Lorenzo. Hey, Renzo, you got my number. Call me and bring some of them cars down here, and we'll come to your race. You know? That's the way it needs to be. You know?
Well, Lorenzo's
talking
to me. He's talking to you.
Hello? What's up, Lorenzo?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? I was just saying, man, you need to call me, man, before we get some of them baddest cars down here, too. Or we could come up there and race against Dallas, too, man. But, and now Dallas called showdown here for Roy's race, man. Yeah, I've been talking with Trace about, you know, an idea next year. Maybe we can try to get our cars together. So
yeah. We need to get that together, man. You know, really, you know, because that would be some good shows, because you got some fast cars in Dallas. You got some fast cars down in Houston and Austin. We need to get that together, man. I don't know if it's Monday pinching or I don't know what it is, but we need to get that together.
I talked with Alicat, you know, what I was wanting to do, and he's on board. And like I said, I talked with Tracy. I believe Tracy, you know, may, you know, come on board. You know, yep. We get with us guys, you know, that's promoting, because I'm not actually promoting in the race, but I help anyone that's doing the race. And
like I said,
you know, work out this idea, and it works out, I believe we can have some nice shows throughout the year.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I was just speaking on to bring the top on that. And you tell Dick Clark, Mississippi Nightmare, he ain't going to get around to Darryl no way. I mean, he can say what he want to say, but he'll know who Darryl is, Tracy. Just tell him that. He going to feel it.
Yeah,
he's going to feel it.
Yeah, he's serious. I just got a text, and I'm going to put this out here. I'm going to push this out here. God just texted me by the name of Last Man Chad. Man, why did I fuck with Naza? I can't fuck with Naza. Everybody here in Texas know if you a grudge racer, you do your best to try to run cars that don't be short their time. But when it comes to Jeff Naza, everybody around here knows Jeff Naza is one of the top five people in the United States when it comes to class racing. Jeff Naza will grudge race, but Jeff Naza is in a different class than us everyday Joe Blows. So if you don't understand grudge racing, some cars, you just not in a league. And trust me, I am not in a Jeff Naza league. And that weekend, when I was down there this weekend, I said I would run any car down there that night except Jeff Naza. Jeff Naza is in a different league than what I'm in. And I don't have no money to lose, but I'm definitely not just going to give away and hope Jeff Naza go out there and shake. So, Glass Man Tad, I appreciate you listening in. Push the one button, man, and give your opinion on it. That's just the way it is in a game of grudge. You try to stay away from cars that go out and show time if you're a grudge racer, if you're trying to hustle. Some cars you just got to leave alone, you know. So push your one button and tell people how you feel. I got that text, so, hey, I don't want to hold that back. So if I get a text, I'm going to air it out. I'm going to let the people know.
Okay, Tracy, you've got a few hands up here. And anybody who's already talked, what I've had to do, like I said, there's a lot of background noise. I have to go ahead and just keep mics muted. So if you talked already and you want to talk again, just press the one button, take yourself out of the queue, and then put yourself back in the queue, and that'll bring you back up to the top, and I'll know that you want to talk.
Well, let me finish before you open that mic. Let me say another thing about cars like Jeff Nader, Doug Richter, Frankie Taylor, Todd Meyer, Jalen Vanier Smith, and one of them. Let me just say about them guys like that. Now, let me show you how you can make a race with those type guys. If a track put up a lot of money and put on some kind of shootout, then it don't make no difference. So then you take a chance because you have less at stake. So if a track willing to put up a money for shootout and get some of these grudge cars in there to help make action, so be it. You will get action. You will get a little bit more people get in because they don't have nothing to lose. But for a man to go out there and run for $2,000 or $3,000 against a Jeff Nader, Doug Richter, Frankie Taylor, or Jalen Smith in just a head-up race like that, you know, these guys run ADRL, man. Everybody that follows ADRL knows these guys are some of the fastest guys in the country. These guys are old-time grudge racers. Some still will grudge race. But, man, the economy is so exposed. Hey, how are you going to compete with a person like that? So, but if it was in a shootout, you don't have much to lose. You would take a gamble. You would get up there. For the fans, would they like it? Yeah. Would they love to see it? Yeah. Would it make action? Yeah. But for a grudge racer to say, well, come on, Jeff, I'm here to race. I'm going to try you. I mean, you know, anything can happen in grudge racing, but some chances that you just don't like. And that's part of grudge racing, some chances you don't like. Anybody else want to shed a light on that thing? If you push the one button, you want to air it out?
Chad, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I wanted to ask you, I'm trying to figure out what happened with this Tony Bynes race that we had set up for Georgia here in the next couple of days.
Well, y'all locked in back then. I got it written down somewhere, and he had made a statement about if he still had the car, if he hadn't sold a car. And about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but, you know, I hear on their message board that they're calling people out with a nightmare, and Tony's still driving the car.
No, the owner was on here a while ago. You want to talk to him, he's the guy that owned the car. It's called the Mississippi Nightmare. Tony's still the driver, but I can let him answer that better than me. See, we're getting into the clock on here after the check. I actually wrote that down, and I have it in there on a piece of paper what the stipulation was. But you can talk to the car owner and see what. Okay, is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. See if you can get a Mississippi Nightmare back on here.
I'll see if I can get him back on the line.
Yeah. Okay, just hang on, Chad. They're going to see if they're going to answer that for you, but those were the stipulations I think you spoke about.
In the meantime, while I'm trying to get him on the line, 316-3921. Pop, get busy. Your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing there, Grudge World?
What happened?
What is it? Pop Get Busy from Detroit. I've been listening in. This is my first time talking with you guys. I take my hat off to you, all you real racers. I've been listening and kind of like following along. We was asking for some ideas about how to make more races in the grudge world. I mean, I'm really trying to learn how to understand what grudge racing is really all about. But I'd like to offer you a comment in this manner. Last month, we had a King of the Midwest Grudge Shootout up here at Mile and Dragway. We had a field of 17 cars where each owner and driver actually put into a pot. They put X amount of dollars into a pot, and it was a grudge shootout. Sometimes when they have shootouts, they do it by class. They do it small block, big block, back half, you know, different, you know, dimensions on what cars is capable of, you know, racing and how they race. Of course, you guys in the South, y'all race 8 mile, and up here they do a lot of quarter mile, what they call out the back door. But I've been listening to you, and like I said, I take my hat off to you guys. You guys get to race year-round. We kind of like seasonal up here in Michigan because we get that winter weather, so we don't get to race a lot. But a shootout, a class shootout with a number of cars in the field, where you get the owners and the drivers the opportunity to put in a given amount of money into a pot. A lot of times that has really made more races here in Michigan because we had the same issues you guys had. Don't nobody want to race because they want to race that they know the other person can't win. And it makes out for, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times we go to these events and you be at the track and you're standing in the lane for hours at a time, you know, because nobody really wants to make, you know, really wants to get up and make these races unless they know they can win. So I just wanted to offer you that comment. That may be something, you know, you guys can consider. Like I said, I'm here in Michigan. I'm hoping I get a chance to get down there and see some of the races and meet some of the fellas. I did have the opportunity to meet Tony Bynes when he came up to Indiana and whooped everybody hands down with that 7-Up car. I take my hat off to him. And any of you guys that get a chance to talk to Tony, tell him my prayers are with him. I seen where he had the accident in the gangster booth there on the weekend, but he did come out okay. Like I said, this Pop Get Busy in Detroit. I just wanted to chime in. I'm listening because I'm still learning the game, so I don't want to act like I know a lot or anything in that retrospect. I got a car, but my money's short, so it's taking me some years to kind of put my car together. Hopefully, I get it out. I got a big car. I don't have these small cars like you guys running them pocket bodies. I got a big body Caprice, and I got interested in racing about 7 to 8 years ago. And I, like I said, I take my hat off to you guys. You guys are real racers. A lot of you are gentlemen. Some of you are scaredy cats. And I sure would like to see folks like Joe get his lip chomping butt behind the wheel, because he talk a lot of smack. I actually videotaped him in Indiana. And I do have a channel where I put some stuff up sometimes, from time to time, that we do up here in Michigan. You guys can give me a look. And I hope to meet all of you one day. Thank you, Tracy.
Hey, man. Well, all right, man. We appreciate you coming on, man. We just want to think about Grudge Inc. and give us the opportunity to branch out and talk to people from all over the country, man. So, I tell you what, you say you have a website where you put up and get some of the stuff from Michigan. Some of the guys from up your way are coming down to Macon November the 3rd. What's that website or what you got is, maybe so you can put it out there. Some guys can check it out, because when we be going and some of the guys that way, we might meet up. We kind of want to know what we're looking at.
Actually, there's three of us here that I can name to you. Myself is Pop Get Busy on YouTube, P-O-P-G-E-T-B-I-Z-I, Pop Get Busy on YouTube. We also have a gentleman called Jay. He has Peso Productions. He posts a lot of stuff. And then we have another young man that's coming along real good in the video world. His name is Dwayne. He got what they call Detroit Hood TV. And they're all on YouTube. You guys can chime in and see the kind of stuff that we have going on here in Michigan. A lot of times we do have a lot of smack talk because guys want to stick their chest out, but they don't want to, you know what I'm saying, take the hand out their pocket, if you know what I mean. But like I said, we have had a couple of events. We got an event coming up. We have what they call No ET events every month. And we got an event coming up in Martin, Michigan on the 13th, a lot of guys in our area, Chicago, Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan. We're going to meet up out there on the 13th because that's going to pretty much be the end of the season for us because the weather's getting a little, you know, it's chiming in on us, so it'll be coming to an end. There may be some things posted on either one of those channels from that event that guys can look at. And I know there's some guys supposed to be coming down there to see y'all. In Macon, Georgia, coming up. I won't be able to make the trip, but I hope that in the near future I will be able to do so.
Hey, be like glad, man. We're looking forward to meeting them, man. You know, we're looking forward to meeting them guys, man. We appreciate you coming on. Come on anytime, man. You know, speak what's on your mind. We appreciate that. That's what Grudge Inc. is about. It's about branching out, bridging gaps, trying to meet people from different parts of the country. Hey, appreciate it, man. So, hey, you can stand by if you ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, I'm going to chime on out, and I'm going to keep listening because, like I said, I'm trying to learn, you know, as much as I can about this Grudge game.
Okay.
I take my hat off to you, Tracy.
All right, man. Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. I think we had Chad on the line. We were trying to get somebody.
Go ahead. Chad is still on the line. He just pressed the one button and took his hand down. I have Clark on the line now. So, Chad, if you'll do me a favor and press the one button and bring yourself back up.
Did you get somebody to mute their mic? I hear a lot of noise.
Okay, so you can drop off.
Chad dropped off?
Yeah, he dropped off.
Okay, well,
somebody's listening to the show on the internet also because we're echoing. But Dick Clark is on the line. And, Tracy, I've got those stipulations.
Yeah, I know what the stipulations are. I read them, Chad, but he said he thinks that he – I want to get Chad. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I'm going to try to –
Let me see if I can get Chad back on the phone. If in the meantime, while I'm trying to get Chad, Roy James, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Roy? How's it going?
Ain't nothing. Just getting out of church for a minute. I got to say about my race Saturday, you know, about Jeff. You know, we just brought that car out Saturday, and the test it. But the idea
you know, I'm not scared to race. Yeah, no kind of way. You know, I don't care if he was running an ADRL or whatever. You know, but he called me out the first time I, you know, with the car. And he know what his car going to do. It'll go down the track and everything. And I can't understand why a person trying to overtake another person, you know, advantage, that's what I'm trying to say, when he knows his car. You know, got, you know, just like a new car coming out. You won't call nobody out. You know, but we're not scared to race. You know, and if if Jeff feel like that he want to race, you know, race me, that's what I got that car for, the race, and we're not scared to race anybody. Just like my other black car. Couldn't nobody around there beat that car. If Jeff or nobody else, you know, on a given time, that car running is, you know, I know you're running an ADRL and all of that. I think, you know, what it is, I don't know if you got a something against me or what, but we're not scared to run him any time. We're just trying to line the car out. And by him calling me out Saturday night, you know, I think, you know, it's a, you know, he shouldn't have did that, you know the first time the car being out. We didn't know what the car was going to do. And that's what I got to say. And like people like the guys from Dallas, you know, I go all over the race. It don't matter to me. We go to Dallas. We've been to Dallas a whole bunch of time, and the guys don't come down here to my race, you know. I mean, so be it. But, you know, we travel. We're going to go back on the East Coast to race, you know. But, you know, after we get the car lined out, you know, and that's what I got to say about the whole thing.
Okay, Roy, I know you got a new car, you got a nice car, and like you say, I mean, I wasn't aware that they called you out, but if it happened, it happened. So I'm quite sure if you feel like y'all can mix up with Jeff, yeah, quite sure y'all take a stab at it. Hey, hold on, Roy, just stand by for a second, because we got Chad back on the line. I think Chad wants to address something to Nick Clark, because we did lock up something about a race with Chad and Boss Vines with the Nightmare by Doster, and I think that Duff's race coming up this weekend, but I do remember what the stipulation was. But I'm gonna shut up and say, and I think you got the call.
Chad, your mic is open. Clark, your mic is open. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Chad? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
All right.
Hey, I was just trying to figure out about that race between the Ducks race that we had locked in with your car.
It's what now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sir Chad.
Okay. Now, Boss Five, did he explain to you the race he had, or?
No. I mean, he never mentioned nothing about it, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of race was it?
Well, back half car on drag rails, no bars. He said, you know, we can run. I guess that's when he owned the car, but, you know, I guess he sold it to you. Are you going to be up there Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, where about?
Not up.
No. And I mean, is it this week? I mean, I'm lost about the race. I haven't heard anything about the race.
Well, I guess about 2 months ago, me and Tony Bives locked in the race with a Nightmare against a car on a drag rail with no bars. It was going to head up. But I guess the stipulation was that if he sold the car, the race is off. You know, but so I didn't get a call saying that the race was off. I had to go, you know, I was hearing rumors about how he sold the car, so I was calling about 15 people to find out if it was true, if he sold the car, you know.
Well, yeah, so, I don't know, but I mean, I know he won't be able to go to a race anyway this week because he was in an accident this weekend. But I let him call you and you know talk to you about that.
That won't be a problem. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Okay, I guess Chad just wanted to talk to the guy who owned the car, and I guess him and Tony are talking about that and see where they go from there. Anybody else on the line got something they want to say? Push the one button.
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
Do not go out there. I said that.
Jay Schaefer, your mic is open.
Go ahead.
I closed his mic. Apparently, he didn't know he had his hand up. Jackie Deaver, your mic is back open.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you had to say earlier about racing people like Nizer, Frankie Galen, Reister, stuff like that. I mean, them cars are well-known cars. You can go back, you can find videos, you can find tapes, you can get on the internet, you can see what them cars run on a regular basis. And if you're doing any grudge racing, I think that's about the last thing that people really are trying to do is get up against a car like that, because you, at that point, you might as well just give your time up. And if you're going to give your time up, you're not going to get raced. Unless you're getting jumped on by somebody that's way faster than you. I don't have a problem with racing somebody in my class or even faster than me. But, I mean, I don't want to race for my personal money. I don't want to put up some money to where I know. Now, I am the underdog, but I don't want to be a 4 or 5 tenth underdog. You know, that's, to me, that's just giving up too much. And, you know, I don't think it's being a coward. I think it's what it's called being a smart racer, by at least knowing your limitations and knowing when, hey, take the pride out the way and say, look, I ain't no business struggle with that man. So, I mean, I just wanted to say that. You know, I don't think anybody out there can outdrive me, but I do know the limitations that I have with the car that I got. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, hey, you hit a mouthful, Jack, and that's what I say the same thing. It's like this. Hey, this is just how it all works with drag racing. If you're a drag racer, you're a grudge racer. You know, grudge racers going to kind of lay back and try to do the best they can to keep their time a secret and have a person get it. Now, you go out there and, for instance, say, for instance, you, Jeff Nizer, for example. People know Jeff Nizer can run 380s. Now, you go out there, and Jeff make a pass all the way down the track, his car might not make the fastest pass. You mean it? People are going to automatically think you got a 3.7 car. You know, and that's just where it is. You're shooting yourself in the foot. So guys that want to...
You're killing all of your future races.
Yeah, you just can't... It's not a smart grudge race to go out there and line up a race, a guy that's got a known time and bets your money. You know, it's just not a smart deal. So, you know, for guys that don't understand it from a grudging perspective, it's hard. Now, you can take 4 grudge cars out there and put them in the shootout and do the same thing. Or if you go out there and just say, hey, you can get in the shootout with a guy and you got a guy like Nas in there, you never know. The guy knows he can't beat Nizer, but he gets in the shootout. Anything can happen, but you never know. That guy might not be running everything for the simple reason he don't want to give it all up. So he's just taking a gamble. He's just getting in it. So you never know. Grudge races do different things for different reasons, but each his own. But me, myself, you know, I made a mistake of doing that for the crowd once before and kind of letting the time out, letting the cat out the bag. But, you know, hey, I won't do it this day and time. I don't want to do that no more.
I believe that was San Antonio, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in San Antonio. Once I did that in San Antonio, I heard Roy come on here and say he had the fastest car last year, and it was a grudge car, and I agree with him. Roy James did have the fastest car last year as a grudge car. And to follow that up, in 2010, when I did that in San Antonio, I kind of fanned a little bit, but at that time, I didn't get another race here in Texas as a grudge car, so... You know, it has its advantages and disadvantages, but you claim yourself as a grudge racer, it ain't a smart thing to do, because you show your time, and the person knows you done showed your time, you know, hey, some people don't care, they'll do it, but a grudge racer is actually trying to give him a few dollars, he's going to hold back. But if you put him in a shootout, hey, he might go run a couple of kicks on his car, and that's it. So what? If you lose, so what? You might be playing a game, but, you know, you just got to, each his own. People got their own strategy, their own reason. You're not going to satisfy everybody, but as a grudge racer, you just got to try to be smart about what you do, especially when it's your nickel.
Right.
Who we got out there? Let's go to
hello?
The
hey, hello?
Yo.
Forrest, your
yeah.
mic is open.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Hey,
is
I want to clear up something about the Roy deal and Nava. It wasn't Nava going at Roy, but it's the spectators and the people around Nava went at him like that. They asked, will Nava run Roy? Nava just said, automatically said, yeah. You know, it wasn't that he was going at Roy trying to race Roy. You know, Roger, you can't take it personal. If you say somebody, you want to run Tracy, and somebody on the sideline keep pumping it up, Tracy might say he'll race you, you know. So you can't take it personal like that, you know, in that type of way.
Well, your mic is still open.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm back. Well, I understand that, you know, the fans got a lot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to any race, Roy, somebody might say, well, why would I want to run him, you know? And then you might say, yeah, I'll run him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just what I got to say, of course, you know, so why he wanted, why, you know, he shouldn't even say, yeah, I'll run him because, you know, that's the first time my car out. He should have said, no, you know, Roy just got a new car. He's testing his car. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
no matter what the fan said, when he came back and said, well, you know, he erased me. I mean, if I knew a guy, Tracy, got his car first time out, testing, I ain't gonna, you know, I'm, no matter what the fan said, I'm not going to, hey, you know, go tell Tracy I erased it. He ain't trying to get his car, you know. You don't know if the car, I ain't know my car going to go straight, you know, go down the track or what. I mean, he should have. Been a no situation in the first, just a no. No, you know, Roy and Twin them trying to get their cars straight. Why take advantage? They're like trying to take advantage of another, you know, a good race for me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you got to watch the people that, I mean, you got to watch the people around them, man, you know. I mean, there's no different Tracy. Tracy said, you'll call out anybody at the track but not, you know. I mean, that's calling out you or whoever, Tree Man
but
or whatever.
Tracy car been down the track. You
yeah,
know,
but what I'm saying.
But that car, my car ain't never been, you know, it ain't never been down the track.
I understand that, Rob, but what I'm saying, Tracy said it's just a game. If you mess around and just take a chance of running your car out there, you know, that'd be your luck, you know. You know, that's just how good racing go, you know. People just call you out for no reason, even though your car ain't running right. You know, I know it ain't fair.
I'm still sticking with my word. He shouldn't have. I never said, you know, a first time car out, you know. I wouldn't even say, yeah, you know, if Tracy said, you know, either, you know, call me on. That, you know, just say, man, he, you know, be fair about the game. That's
I mean, but
saying.
You already,
now,
you
now,
already
now,
know.
Give me, now, if he give me, you know, give us time to get that car lined out and he feel like he want him to call me out, then he could call me out.
Right, it ain't coming from neither. You know who it's coming from. You already know who that is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it. But anyway, huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it. But it ain't coming from neither. They're just trying to pump him up to race you. It ain't coming from him. I mean, so you can't take it that, I mean, as neither just got something out for you. No, can't take it.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Being a fan, racing professional, and he got other people on the sideline that's just pumping him up. And he will grudge race, so you got to kind of can't take it as a personal thing and he has something against you.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, I got to say what I had to say.
Yeah, I mean, but that's how grudge race go, Roy. I mean, when you're good, people are going to come at you all kinds of ways. And, you know, whatever they can do to get you.
I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand how they're going to, you know, the spectators come at you, you know.
Yeah.
They want to see a race.
They want to see a race.
What I'm saying is respect for a professional drag. I mean, now he's professional. You know, he ought to do it in a professional way. Say, hey, you know, that man and Twin and them, you know, I respect them or whatever. You know, I ain't going to, you know. Just because the fan was, I ain't going to say, yeah, you know, I race, you know.
Blood racing, you ain't got no friends in it, man. I'm gonna let you know that now. You know, I mean, friends in your face, but you turn your back, partner, they'll cut your neck off.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead,
Sam. Ask Tracy if he still want to run Tree Man.
Tracy on
that? I don't have no problem. I run Tree Man, you know. I told Tree Man that night that, hey, if you want to do something, we can do something. But Tree Man was having a problem with his car. When a man had a problem with his car, I will run Tree Man.
I'm saying, it sounds like a band tour. That's why I asked him to be.
Somebody can use their money. You got a lot of kids in the background, so. But, yeah, Tree Man, I spoke to Tree Man about racing. So, to answer that question, yeah, I will run Tree Man. Yeah, I will.
You
had a problem that night. And
You talking about this year or next year?
listen here, sir. I was trying to run him that night, sir. I spoke to Tree Man and said, we can do something tonight. You get your car down the track.
But you know that man was having trouble with his car, though. But you know.
Hold on, Alicat. How did I know? I just came around to say nothing. I hadn't even been up to the track. Did you see me come around and walk down? I don't know if he made down the track or not. I hadn't seen him go down the track. So how do I know? When he gets his car going down the track, me and Tree Man go hook him up.
That's what Roy Jane was just talking about. That car ain't went straight in over a month now.
Attica, how do I know when he go down the track? How many times have I been down the track? I don't know if Tree Man's probably down the track or not.
Are you going to race him this year or next year?
I'm going to race him this year, and you too.
Nah, you ain't gonna race me. I'll race Tinker. I'll race you in Tinker car with you driving.
Okay, Tinker got a black car.
There you go. You sounding stupid now.
You sounding
real stupid now.
Hey, come on, Cat. You know I know you and Pink ain't in the same league, man.
Pink will ask for the back tire to move. He got it. Now what?
Are you giving Pink the back tire to move with your Nova? You giving the back tire to move?
That, didn't he?
Okay. Let me just get something straight. Your Nova, you're giving Pink the back tire to move.
He's on my car.
I didn't tell you what car. I say Tigger asked for the back tire and the move about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Hello?
Tigger's on the line.
So I'll take a call. Hell no. You talking for Tigger, remember?
Okay, listen to this. Tigger asked for the back tire to move and you gave it to him, right?
Yeah.
And you drive it. And you got
it. Okay, oh, okay, listen to me. Just hold your heart. When I come to you and say, Cat, we want that back guy to move, we got it for life, right?
How long is it going to take?
I just said for life, sir.
Oh,
no. No. Come on, man.
You said to me, that's for me driving. I said we would take it.
I tell you what, you got the back tire to move to November 17th. After November 17th, ain't no deal. Nah.
Okay, we'll leave it like that. I got to November 17th, okay.
Nah.
That's cool.
How can we lock it in?
Well, Tinker got to lock his own money in. No, I ain't gonna lose no money. I'm just gonna be a high.
Okay, get him on the phone then, and we can lock this in right now.
Tinker, hit the one button.
Is he playing with baby dolls?
Fingers don't move, Sam.
Tinker, if you're still on the line, press the one button.
Okay. Tinker, hit the one button.
Oh, like you scared.
go on to the next caller, man.
Hey!
Tinker, listen. Hold on, Tinker. Hold on. I just happened to go through and find you. There's this little button on your phone. It's called a one. You press that when you want to talk. All right? I found you and opened up your mic. Now, go ahead.
Alicat. What? You get your punk ass in that car and chase the driver. We're locking in tonight. Fucking give me stage in the movie. And we're locking in tonight.
I don't drive. Well, shut your motherfucking phone in. Shut up and get off the phone then.
Quit calling me out. If Hard, if Alicat, you get in Hard's car, we'll lock it in tonight. Now, how about that?
I ain't mad at you.
Goddamn, shut up then.
I'm on a radio show.
Get your punk ass off the
phone.
That's
a hell of a skill.
Or you get your car and give me the stage and the move and Hard's driving. Now, how about that? I guess that case is closed then, ain't it?
You got some head up.
Nah,
you got some head up with Sam's car in 2 weeks.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Tinker, you can get a head up with Sam's car in 2 weeks. We got to put it together.
No, you just said you can give me a stage and move. Alicat, get his ass in there. No,
hold
on, man. We talked about this 3 weeks ago, remember? We talked about Hard.
No,
we
talked about today. Fuck that past shit. We talking about it today.
Well, okay. Okay, it's still with a 69 Camaro. It's still the same car. Now what?
Yeah, Coleman.
You got the back tire in the move.
But you driving
and Tracy,
in the day.
And Tracy got to drive.
And you got to drive too. And you got to drive too.
Go on, man.
My job ain't driving. You drive then. And that case, you drive.
You called me and told me what I got, and I told you what I won't do, and let's do it.
Get off my show.
And Hard, where's the area? You ain't done this shit on the fucking stipulations. You get your ass
you want
the
race.
Both of y'all cowards, come to think of it.
I thought
man,
you want the race.
Tracy, didn't I offer him the back tire and the move and the clear, and he wouldn't do it?
You get out of Kennedy,
and I'm
scared. Lock it today.
And I'm scared.
He was having a problem, Hard.
I was giving the back tire and the move and the clear, and I was cutting off one kid.
Whoa,
oh,
wow.
Man, come on. Come
he
on, man.
That's over with, man.
And I'm scared. Be for real.
Alicat, you not gonna do it?
Is any other small tire cars in Austin?
Nah, let me come on.
We gotta
get your ass in there.
Hey, not to cut nobody out, but we might get the internet watch. We might be going off in the next couple of minutes. So if you on the internet, we might be going off in the next couple of minutes. But if the ones who are on the line right now, you stay on the line, we can keep talking for a little while longer. I'm just letting the internet people know we might cut off. I don't want to be left with that. We cut off.
No,
so.
We will cut off. And on the internet, we will cut off in about 1 minute.
Okay, so if you're on the line there, just hang on the line. Go ahead on. You're on. Hart, I think you said something.
Tinker, I'll come to San Antonio this week. I'll give you the back time to move, and I'm going to cut one kid off.
And Alicat driving, that's a bit.
Man, you know Sam don't drive.
Oh, come on, you tell me what you want, and I'll tell you what I want. It's like
this. Hey, me and you going to be on the side of the sideline talking shit to one another. That's our job.
Nah, I'm afraid not.
I don't drive, so leave that shit alone.
Well, get in the Alicat car and give me the street and the move.
I don't have a
come
car.
Come on, make
do something,
right?
The
you got too many
gone.
Stipulations, Hard. Hard, you want it your way, man. You want it your way, don't you? You can't have it.
No,
your
hell
way.
No. You asked for the back tire in the move. You asked for that.
I mean, I want it.
Hard was being generous and say, I tell you what, I'm gonna give you the clear also.
Out of 10 in the two?
This week.
Every day.
But I want Alley
Cat.
You ain't got to give me the clip. Just give me the stage move and Alley Cat drive. And that's the best. Lock it right now.
The man don't drive, man. God damn.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. You kicking your race.
You don't drive either.
You don't drive
either. Carl was kidding. He don't drive. Shit. Ain't no skill.
I drive. That'll catch you, that motherfucker. I drive.
The man don't drive, man, no more.
Well, let me retire that for real.
Pig, I'll tell you what, man. I got a car like yours. I'm going to run your motor on motor. Bring it this weekend.
You got a what?
A Nova, just like y'all's, I run y'all motor on motor.
Some of the things motor on motor?
Yeah, motor on motor.
Okay.
Motor on motor.
Yeah.
Well,
it's on ladder bars, though. But it's just like yours. It's a 70 Nova.
It ain't just like mine, then.
Man, ain't no car just to like, golly, man.
There you go. There you go, Horace.
I'm getting close as I can to you. It's a car on motor. It's a
shit, that's as close you going to get.
Hell, it ain't a Nova. It's a damn thick Pontiac Phoenix.
Yeah, I know that gold car. That gold car.
I'll run you motor on motor with that gold car.
Hey, man, I'm confused. Y'all only got two cars in Austin, a black Vet and a green-ass frog-looking Nova, and that's it?
Well, they got some other guys here on the line that got cars, but, you know, I don't know what.
You can't get no further than that. The car motor on motor. This car ain't been out in over a year and a half.
I don't know. I want that stage to move and that car drive. That way I know I'm really getting that car.
Man, the man ain't going to drive, so you might well forget about that. All right, man. Y'all going on to something else. That's
all right. Going on with the show, Trey.
All right, everybody else got a hand up, got something they want to say, a race they want to try to do? Who we got?
Undertaker, your mic is open.
excuse me. Ms. Sherry, I apologize if I say anything out of the way. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you, man?
I'm good. Look here, don't say Tinker this time. Alley Cat, don't try to save me. Tinker. Hello?
I'm listening. Go ahead, Mr. Undertaker. Go ahead.
Okay. Me and you. You got the brake head up, me on gas. You
what?
Drive.
Damn.
You drive.
I ain't going to. I ain't got nothing to do with that one.
I'm going to show you how scared you are. I'm going to show you how scared you are since you want to come home by him driving. You drive your own car. You got the brake. Me on gas. Let's do it.
Well, you going to come down here?
You want to come down there?
You bring your ass down here, mother. I'll take that.
Make it work
more
while. Make it work more while.
And the Undertaker. And the Undertaker. You going to give me the break and I drive? That's the best. Lock it in right now.
You driving?
Lock. You got that right. You going to see I'm going to drive.
And no shake down.
You going to give me the break? And lock it in. What you want to lock it for? And you come to stay on
motor
again?
Take it on motor.
He on motor.
Don't worry about what I be on. Don't worry about what I be on.
Oh, no.
Don't
he
worry about what
man.
I be on. You lock it in. No, fuck all that what you're talking about. Either we going to lock it in right now, you give me the break, and we lock it doing this again, you come my way, and we'll do it.
And
hey,
you on motor.
And
hey, you on motor.
Don't worry.
Hey,
no,
you do all that.
I
gotta come to you,
I'm going
to
call your homeboy out and all that shit. Fuck your homeboy. You give me the break, and it's on.
Hey, man, you got some tools in your background.
Get him off the phone. Get his coward ass off the phone.
Sound like you hiding up under Tracy's shirt.
I guarantee you lock it in right now, and I got it, motherfucker. I promise you that.
Bring
that
on down.
I'll take that.
Hey,
we're
coming to you through
it,
dude, man.
Hold on a second. Alley Cat, hold on. What, somebody's got a TV going on in the background. And
oh, that's
black.
Mine, man. My bad. That's me.
Okay.
I'm
gonna take that he ain't got his ass on the show and talking about giving me the break, and we can lock it right now.
Dude, come on down here, man. Come on down here.
Tell the youth we're gonna do it.
Guys, hold on a second.
Are you gonna be on motor?
Alley Cat.
Worry about what I'm gonna be on.
Tinka, hold on. Cattle Cat, your mic is open.
They better call some goddamn more help.
Hello.
And Cavalcade, you give me the break, I'll take it too.
Hello?
He been screaming at the top of his voice.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
right.
Ahead.
I'm like, giving me something.
That's a female in it, that's all.
Oh, that what it is. You got
the
high pitch.
You know that.
Tracy, can you hear me?
Come on, Cavalcade.
What's happening, man? Tracy, I ain't going to give you nothing with this 4,000-pound truck but a good ass whooping. All you got to do is get in the next lane. I ain't going to be let you picking on my partners like that. Catch the next lane. That's all
give
you need to do.
Like, give me a break like everybody else. Somebody give me some. Everybody else.
I'm gonna give you. I tell you what. I tell you what. I'll do for you then. You want the break? We'll put them on the scale and you load up all your weight and weigh the same thing I weigh.
I tell you what. You gonna give me the break? What you say?
Hey, Tracy, you need to find you some better friends to hang out with.
That's what he just said. He's going to give me a break and he's going to be on the scale.
And you weigh the same thing I weigh.
And what you say you weigh 4,000?
What?
Did you say, how much you say you weigh? How much you say you weigh?
4,000.
And if I weigh close to 4,000, you give me the break. Well, you quiet in the motherfucker, ain't you?
Yeah. You go, wait, what I weigh?
You know what you say?
What happened?
You
went out
right
there.
I tried it.
Guys, Tinker dropped off.
Tinker dropped off. He fell off,
yeah. I thought he would.
Yeah, and it's after hours, so I can't get him up. Yeah, I can't get him back on the line, and he can't call back in.
Miss Sherry, he don't want to come back no way.
Freaky, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
What's happening, man?
I see everybody picking on Tinker, huh?
We'll pick on you. What you got?
I tell you what. Tracy get him goddamn me all at the goddamn back time, and I put the money on Alec Cat. Me
what?
And you can't wait. Tracy get Alec all at the goddamn back time. I put the money, nigga. What you want to bet?
That ain't going to happen.
Damn, all right, then. That's what I thought.
You
man, I was
going to skirt.
Yeah, I got a skirt. Guess what's up under it? 8 inches.
I say Tracy got a big skirt.
She hit me back up.
I'm saying, y'all said he's picking on Tinker.
Man, hold up, man.
I got to tell you something.
Tracy got a pro mod. He not even in our class in no kind of way.
Tigger not in your class.
Okay, but Tigger asked for the back tie and the move. We were minding our business. Tigger asked for the back tie and the move. We said, okay, that's fine. No problem.
Man, y'all know Tigger ain't going to do nothing. Y'all just steady messing with Tigger, man. Y'all know Tigger ain't going to do nothing. Y'all steady messing with Tigger.
Is anybody else in Austin there?
Right.
New Bronzeville, San Antonio.
we got some guys down here, got some cars up at the cat. I mean, some of them on the line right now. I guess I don't know if they, you know, some people just kind of hesitant. I guess I'm trying to get them to come around and take a stab and try to run, but you know, it kind of all depends. I got to talk to a couple of them, but. You know, some of them on the line, they just don't want to say nothing. So, you know, I don't want to talk when they call. I guess when they feel like they want to say something, they push the button.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Wildchild, your mic is back open.
Okay. Hey, Tracy.
What's happening?
I heard somebody say you had a pro mod. See ya?
You heard what they said. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. No, see, you thought I was gone, didn't you? I told you got a pro mod.
Hey, Bobby.
I'll take it back down to the
Bobby
Wildchild.
Bobby, don't listen to them rumors.
Huh?
Bobby, don't listen to them rumors.
The man just said you got a pro mod. That's the only thing I told you had a pro mod, then.
I got a Todd Forster.
I got a black ET car. Now,
okay,
L1,
Me and you were locked in for the August race, and I just said I'll lock in again. When I come to Macon,
Look at here. You want to put some shoe polish on the woman?
No, I ain't putting no dollar in on it. You put what you want to on yours. I'm gonna put shoe polish on mine. I'm gonna put a pro treat no time.
Yeah, y'all put pro Chico.
No, man.
Nah, they ain't gonna get me.
When I come to Macon, Bobby, me and you, when I do it, I run you, you know.
Bobby, well, child.
Yes.
I apologize. I did not say it right. Tracy got a slow mark. My fault.
Now, hold on, Bobby.
Well, you got a slow mark, then I got a bracket ET car. I tell you what, next weekend I'm going to the bracket final. Look and see what the car be running in the bracket final. That same car you talking about a Todd Sportsman. I'll be out there with shoe polish dial on the window.
You can just cut the nitrous off and run it on motor. Anybody can do that.
Huh?
Anybody can cut the nitrous off and run it on motor.
Well, everybody, but I'm just telling you what it is. It's a bracket car. It's not a grudge car. It's a bracket car.
You take it to grudge races.
I do come out there and play a little bit, but you know, I'm a bracket guy. I'm a class racer.
I know, but you're a grudge racer. I'm coming to Macon. We were locked in down here. We just go up there. I just lock in when we go up there.
Well, like I say, when I get there, I'm going to look at your car, and we'll go from there.
All
right. Now, unless you want to go ahead on and give me that back guy. And then I don't have to look at nothing.
Look at me when you get there. When I get there, look at me when you get there. When I get there, just look at me.
All right. Thank you, Alan Cat. You let the right thing slip out. I heard you.
Hey, Bobby, are you coming to Texas in December?
I'm a UPS driver, and it's going to be kind of rough, you know, during that time, 1st December. And, you know, we'd be real busy then. You know, y'all be the only, you know, y'all be the only them new slicks and new rims and new 7 heads and new pistons and all that. And I'll be trying to get it to you before you be mad.
Right. Let me ask you a question, though, Bobby. What would you give a back half car?
I'm just like Tracy. I'm not even giving nobody nothing.
Tell Sam I'm going to have my car out for his race. So I will.
I seen some bad back ass, so I'm not in the giving mode.
Okay.
I'm just like Tracy. You know, in certain states, if you want to run me in, you know, you put them side by side and let's stand. Did somebody say the old school? What that text you sent me? Let's run what you brought, what you brought enough, and what you said, text, Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what it said.
Okay, well, that's fine. Ain't no problem, you know.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, not trying to be disrespectful or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Because I ain't seen your car. I don't know what you got, you know. I'm just, you know.
Okay. I'm just trying to find somebody to pick on. I ain't got nothing to do tonight.
But you gonna be in Macon too?
I haven't decided. You know, it's gonna be too many people. Hey, look.
Now I can get you some competition now if you want. You know, let me know now. I can get you a little pro stock truck.
What's his name? JT out of Mississippi?
No. Dude, his name is Tony. Tony Burgess, Burgess Racer.
Oh, no.
Got a little small motor in it.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I pass.
Okay.
I pass.
When I see Tracy cut up part, what I'm going to say, too, I pass.
What's that?
When I see your cut up part, what I'm going to say, too, I pass.
I got a pole man racing car, bro.
Man, I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You got
one. Hey, look
at
the fellas.
Huh? All right, who we got?
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, Tony?
I'm hanging out. Hey, I was just wondering what Carl Horse has got.
Well, if you come to Texas, to Houston more often, you would know, Tony Thorne.
I just wonder what car it is. I mean, I've never seen it. Have I seen it?
Ain't you the one that likes to stack races on top of other people's races?
No, I ain't stacking no race on top of anybody's race. Have you?
Oh, okay.
Well, what you talking about there? I don't even know where you came from with that.
Okay.
All I asked is a question, which car was horses?
It's a 69 Camaro. It's black.
Are you a horse?
Yeah. He on the phone.
Oh, y'all going to come to Tracy's race December 1st?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be there.
You want to get beside the silver Mustang?
Uh-uh. No.
All right. That's cool. But I don't know where with this back. Hello.
Huh?
I don't know where somebody gets stacked in the race on top of somebody. Have I ever stacked a race on top of somebody, Tracy?
Oh, man, don't let it bother you then. If you didn't do it, don't let it bother you.
No, I ain't done nothing like this.
Okay.
Nothing at all like this. Matter of fact, I don't even have races like this.
Yeah.
I try to get a lot of people locked in to race.
We have to have a couple of cars in Dallas, and we're gonna lock in with them.
Which cars do you want?
I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna talk to them and jump in. Whenever they call in on the show, we're gonna go on and lock in then.
That's cool.
Because I don't want, you know, rumors passed around talking about I said this and you said that. I'd rather just talk to the person, you know. That's with the car.
That's exactly what you need to do. I promise.
Yeah.
No, I just never know which car was horse. I don't know.
It's dark blue now. It's dark blue. It's a 69 a Camaro.
Whatever happened to that blue Nova, I think Drexel owns it.
Yeah. It's put up. Yeah, it's put up. That's all. He'll have it out next year, from my understanding. I think. Now, I'm talking on somebody else's shit, so, you know.
Yeah, actually, I think he's a pretty good guy. When I met him, anyone. I just ain't seen the car since, I don't know, last year.
Yeah. He was heavy, he said, or some shit, and he was too slow.
Hey, what's up?
Well, thank you, horse. Like I said, I was just asking which car yours. I don't really knew which one it was, but
yeah.
Is that the same? Do you have a partner in that car?
Alleycat.
Alleycat. Yeah, I know his name. I know him.
Yeah.
I probably know horse if I seen him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we look alike. Both of us dark.
Whatever happened to that old big old boy that used to have that maroon Nova?
Maroon Nova.
Jones. Bought Matt Jones 565 years back.
Oh, T-Bag.
Yeah, T-Bag. Whatever happened to him?
He index race a lot. He run that 580 a lot.
He still got the same old riding?
Same car, same motor. He was out this past weekend, as a matter of fact. He was at Roy James race.
I tell old T-Bag, I said, hi. I ain't talked to him in years.
I sure will. I sure
will. And I'll tell you later, Tracy.
All right, you have a nice one.
Okay, bud.
Okay, man. All right. Well, we got anybody that wants to say nothing now, man, we're going to get out of here. But if anybody wants to say something, we can do some closing remarks if anybody got anything to say. All I want to say is before we get out of here is, guys, we just got to keep working together, try to make action. We've got to try to, when we have these races, try to sound like the talk is going around. And, you know, we're not putting nothing out there for the races. It's kind of what I'm hearing, and we got to try to find some kind of little shootout. It looks like this is the way things are going, to try to get cars to match up. And just got to keep trying to work together and support each other. That's about all I got to say. Other than that, man, I appreciate everybody coming on. And we're going to go to the mic and let people get a closing statement. So go to the mic, Sharon.
Okay, I'm going to open up everybody's mic that had their hand up. But before I do that, I'm opening up everybody. So if you hear a little background noise, that's because I've opened up all the mics. Last week, the show cut off before we were able to wish Tracy a happy birthday. His birthday was last Monday. So everybody would, you know, wish Tracy a happy birthday. You know, he's probably trying to say it. But anyway. Big
happy
Clark,
birthday, Tracy. Man,
get off that bullshit, man.
Get off that bullshit,
Sharon.
Okay. Don't get back on 39 years old.
Hey, Alicare, have a late birthday, buddy. Have a late birthday.
Atomic dog.
Man, yeah. Atomic dog, my bad, brother. My bad.
Be doing something in the background. Horace, your final thought. Roy James, your mic is open.
Happy birthday, Tracy. Hope you're
happy. Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Cavalcade, your mic is open.
Well, happy birthday, Tracy, man.
All right, you got any final remarks you want to say?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, man.
Bobby Wildchild, your mic is open. Bobby, your mic is open. He may be doing something else, Tracy. That's
yeah.
Everybody got their hands up.
Okay, man, well, nice show, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Like I say, we got to keep working on these safety devices on these cars, try to make them safer, try to find ways to make action at these tracks. And until then, man, we see everybody next week, the same time.
Hey, Tracy, hold on, Tracy, hold on. We got a hand up.
Go ahead.
214-7393, your mic is open. Okay, I guess they changed their mind. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, we just want to keep trying to make races happen, man. We want to give a big shout out to Grudge for making this possible where we can come on and air things out online, talk to people from state to state, travel, try to make action, try to make these Grudge events, support each other. And it's just a great thing, man. We're looking forward to taking Texas to the East Coast and try to make action out there, man. Until then, we see y'all next week, the same time, with Atomic Dog Grudge Madness, sponsored by Grudge Inc. Good night, everybody.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.